From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for your letters.
We had a lot of mail about my interview yesterday with Carole King and James Taylor.
I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore.
I spoke with the two musicians about their current Troubadour reunion tour, and many of you wrote in with memories about their music.
Dan Stolper of Kansas City, Missouri, remembered where he was in 1971 when Carole King's album Tapestry was released. He writes this: "My first slow dances with a girl were at camp that summer to the music of Carole King, and I've loved her work ever since."
And this from Liliana Holtzman of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who writes, "I cried while driving home last night from work and listening to your story and those old songs. I am 50 years old now, and those songs seem to have followed me around since my family arrived in America. We immigrated to the U.S. from Yugoslavia in 1973. These wonderful songs became part of my new American identity. Thank you for reminding me."
And Jenny Torbett of Columbus, Ohio, also was nostalgic hearing Carole King and James Taylor. She writes, "I grew up listening to their music, and I'm drawn in every time I hear it. Each time you'd fade out for a portion of a song, I would sing along with a wide smile on my face. A most wonderful way to enjoy the ride home from work."
Well, Jenny, here is one more chance for you to sing along.
"No one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like. Only close your eyes."
We always want to hear from you. Send your comments to us by going to npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.